tracker that people have been complaining about that we didn't have before. So the Edge HTML issue tracker, you're going to learn about all about that right now, why it's there, how it works, and actually how it fits into the whole environment that we want to have in terms of feedback from developers, from designers, from everybody out there. So we got Colleen here to start with, and Anton to tell you about the technicalities and about the things, the run-through of what to do with it. So please bring us bugs. If we don't find bugs, we're happy to, because we don't want to fix them. But we have to fix them, because it's a good browser. So without further ado, Colleen, take over.
Great. Thanks so much. My name is Colleen Williams, and this is Anton. We are program managers on the Edge platform team. I started working with the browser in IE9, and you started in IE8. So we've seen a little bit of evolution of the browsers over the last few years. Some great things have happened. I think you've seen that today. Hopefully you agree. We have further ways to go. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how we engage with the ecosystem, how you engage with us, how we find bugs, and how you can help. First of all, I'd like to define what an ecosystem means, because people say, well, what does that mean? Well, it's you folks. It's web developers, it's ISVs, it's OEMs, it's influencers. We go and engage with people about the browser, talk to you about what the new features are, any breaking changes that may have, adoption of the platform. We really do have a full team that goes out and talks to people, and I want to emphasize that, because I don't know if a lot of teams have that, but we are fully on point to go and talk to people. For top sites and partners, top sites, we do testing. And this is a very manual effort. We have a whole team of about 35 people that is constantly testing the top sites. We go 10 pages deep into the site. We make sure that the main functionality of the site works. And then we compare it against the other browsers. How does it look for Chrome, Firefox, IE11? Is there a difference? If yes, we file a bug into our system. Then it routes through our Edge engineering team. If it's an Edge bug, the team goes and fixes it and works on it and figures out what's going on. If it's a third-party issue, that comes to our team. So it's a website, third-party issue, the website needs to make a change, and our team goes and contacts said website and said, hey, we made a change, you are breaking, we're here to help you, we want to make sure you're working and start a dialogue. The number one reason for websites breaking since IE9 is user agent string. Now, of course, I'm supposed to tell you to do feature detection, but the jig is up. We all know you're doing UA detection. So what I'm asking of you is Microsoft Edge is in the UA string. It's at the end of the string. We refer to this as a lot of people, when the websites don't recognize a browser, we have a new name. I call it stranger danger. You don't know what that is. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to serve up the content to that browser. We are a browser. If you don't recognize the browser, we actually encourage you to serve up the site. We're a modern browser. Send us the modern stuff that you would all of the other browsers. Greg talked a little bit about the standards and competitive analysis and the Bing crawler, user voice and user feedback. So user voice, we go and you vote on things, and that literally does reprioritize things that for the team to work on. Things that we thought were important, and you came back and said, you know, not really. Or things that we didn't think were important, and you said, hey, wait a minute there. And so Clarice's earlier demo, the backwards forward swipe, that was in the Windows 8 and 8.1 modern browser. And we took that, you know, when we did Edge. Turns out, you all liked that. So we brought that back, and we have brought that back in 9 months. Edge obviously shipped last July. We have continued to update. We saw the feedback, prioritized it accordingly, and then have put it back in the browser. User feedback. So we have the feedback hub in Windows. We also have the send feedback in the browser. And so this is where you can tell us if a site is not working. We get 16 to 18,000 pieces of feedback a day. We test each and every piece of feedback. We do not wait for it to happen more times than one. We test it, we file bugs, it goes through our system. Based upon those bugs that have been filed since we've had the Send feedback system in Edge, we have had a 53% fix rate. And this is the users. These are you folks telling us that there's an issue, and we go and work on it. This also tells us when there's a problem, you know, in TopSite. So as you know, the internet is, I refer to as quite large. And so a website can work on Monday, be broken on Tuesday, work again on Wednesday, and nobody knows why. But we'll see that. We'll see that in our telemetry, and we may go engage and say, hey, something happened here, and we'll go talk with that website and see if we can help and what happened even on our side. We do web developer engagements. We do the proactive and the reactive. I've talked a lot about the reactive, so that's where we have found a problem and we want to go engage with you and get your website up and running in our browser. The proactive engagement is where we go out to you folks, and it's about 10 minutes of our team talking, and then about an hour and 50 minutes of the web developers telling us what you want. And there's three of us in the room, and we are taking notes like mad. And you know, what's your biggest pain points? How do you test? What features do you want to see? And no one is shy, as I'm sure you would think, to tell us exactly what they want. And we have, again, taken that back and reprioritized with the team. So earlier, Charles announced Connect, and Mary Branscombe had a great tweet earlier, and I'd like to call attention to it. A round of applause for the ending of Connect for you not to file a bug on. I think we all, for those of you, yes. For those of you who have had to file a bug on Connect, you don't anymore. Not only was it painful for you, we have internally what I refer to as database gymnastics. So the bug was filed through Connect, and it went through about three different databases before it got to the feature team. Chances of error are high. Getting the information back to you was challenging. So you would see, you would file an issue in the dashboard. You would likely get a nice thanks for the feedback. We're investigating this item. All the best. Hugs and kisses. So now we have been able to bring forward into our modern browser age a better way for us to have a two-way communication, a direct two-way communication, versus one way in and then one way out. And so Anton here is going to demo a brand new portal. So if we want to switch over to the demo machine.
So as Colleen has said, Connect isn't the greatest tool to actually provide us feedback and know what we are doing with you. So we are really, really excited to present the new platform issue tracker that deprecates Connect and is live right now, and you can start filing bugs and search through our database. This new tool has lots of advantages over the previous one, but there are two that I really like. The first one is that it looks a lot better than the previous website, so that's a big thanks to Melanie Richards. And the second one is that it is connected directly to our Visual Studio database. That means that as soon as we change the status of a bug, you will know it. Everything that you write, even if it's an issue or a comment, our engineering team will see it, and we can actually have a two-way conversation. So this new tool is, want to keep it only for the platform. That means HTML. If you want to request a new feature, you should hit this button, and it will take you to our user voice. If it's something related to Chakra, our JavaScript engine, then you should go to their GitHub. They are open source, and they accept also contributions, so just go there. And finally, if it's about the application, we have the feedback hub for that. This is living in our developer website. You just have to go to web platform and click on platform issues, and boom, you're there. You don't have to be signed in into the website to browse the issues. It's no need for that. You only need to have an account, and that's an MSA, if you want to file a new bug or actually comment on one of those. So first of all, to report a new issue, we need a name. So simple. WebRTC demo throws a socket error. The next one is the category. If you expand this dropdown, you will see that there are a few items in here. if you don't know where it goes, just don't select anything. Our triage team will put it in the right category. But if you do know, please fill it up, because it will get to the right team easier. Again, we want to keep it this for the platform. So if you choose the app, we will actually not allow you to file the bug, and we will actually prompt you to open the feedback application. And if it's for JavaScript, it will take you to their GitHub. In this bug case, I don't know if it's something that we've broken in RTC, or it's just that the website has an issue with the demo. So I'm going to select the general broken issues. So one important thing to solve these issues is that you need to give us as much detail as possible. So let's fill it, like, go to https://developer.microsoft.com, Microsoft Edge, test drive, demos, simple web RTC. Again, open F12 tools, refresh, expected, no errors to pop up, actual socket error. As you would expect, we support Markdown, so you can actually check the preview, links, nothing fancy here. You can also add an attachment if you want. In this case, it's not needed. And finally, you can select the privacy. You can make it public so everyone can check it, or you can make it private if you think it's a security issue or you don't want to make your bug public. Again, if you find a security, please be a good citizen and mark it as private. So let's open this bug. And well, now it's created. It goes directly into our database. At this moment, you have two options. One is actually check the bug. So we have it in here. Right now it's unassigned. We see the steps that I put, reported by one person. That would be me. Well, that's option one. For option two, you can actually provide us more details so we can actually get to the root cause of this issue faster. If you're running Edge, we will detect automatically what build you're running. I'm in the latest Insider Flight. I found this bug in Microsoft Edge. I still haven't tested in other browsers. If you think that the bug that you have found is related to a standard, please select this one and actually link to the standard. That will make it go in our priority list a lot higher. And finally, if you are the owner of the website, please select this checkbox so you can make Colleen really happy.
The number one hardest issue is finding the website owner's contact information.
So now we have, again, the OK, so actually, that was really fast. Someone from the engineering team already detected that it was a duplicate and actually closed it.
Excellent. Thank you, Jacob. Thanks for that. Yeah.
So you can see that now we have a bit more information. So see progress on this bug, found in Edge, and the build number that we actually didn't have in this first one. Filing bugs, well, actually, we can go to this one, and we'll see that this is the root. And they say that they can reproduce it. So I will probably open it again or give them more feedback on how to reproduce this. But when you're filing bugs, there is one thing that I should have done before to prevent this duplicate, and it's actually searching to see if someone else has had this issue. So to make search easy, we've indexed all our bugs into Azure Search, so we can actually give you results almost instantaneously. So in my case, a simple web search would have made, OK, I can find those ones. Or I can actually look for Flex, and I get the results. One cool thing about Azure Search is that it supports Lucene query syntax. For those who don't know what that is, like me, 2 weeks ago before I implemented it, I've put a nice link in here so you can dig a bit more. But basically, what it allows you is to do more fancy searches, like you can actually search by title, and you will find all the bugs that have Flex in there, or actually in the repro steps. Or you can actually search by status and see what has been fixed, or what's in progress. And now, if you click on one of these in progress, you will know who's working on this, bug, and you can send him a thank you card. So what happens when you open a bug in here? As we've said, this system is connected directly to our Visual Studio database. The engineering team will see this bug and will decide if it's actually a bug or not repo. Oops, not the one. Or it's confirmed. And then they will assign resources to make it fixed. But you know, sometimes when people are reporting bugs, it's like, OK, go to this website, and you will see that this layout is not working. Go to Chrome, and it actually works. And sometimes finding why things are breaking is really complicated because, well, you know, most of the websites nowadays, they use like 5 or 6 different JavaScript libraries. They load 3 CSS frameworks. And actually knowing what the root cause that makes break on Edge is really complicated. So for those bugs that we actually need to investigate a bit more, we have a special status, which is root cause. Sometimes finding why it's breaking has taken us more time than actually getting the fix done. So another way where you can help us, other than filing bugs and making sure that no one has filed it before, is spotting those bugs that need a root cause and actually help us find it. When you do that, and if you're signing in, you will see that there is a new extra checkbox in here. So if you have a JS fiddle or a code pen with the root cause, make sure to mark this so we know that your answer has a possible root cause, and we can actually thank you in the near future. Well, I hope that you like our new system. It's the first iteration. We have a bunch of features that we want to implement or that we are currently implementing, but if there is something that you really want to see, please come see me, and we can discuss about that.
Thanks, Anton. So as you saw today, you're seeing a different browser team, and you're seeing a different Microsoft all up. The thought of doing an open bug tracker years ago, I don't know how that would have happened. And now it's out there. And so we're asking you, go file bugs. It would be awesome if you can help us root cause, you know, some crowdsourcing of the root causes, if you will. Come see me if you want to engage with the Edge team for engineering reasons. I'm going to be very clear on that, the engineering reasons for the engagement. Also, I want to make a special thanks to Anton, who has done nothing but work tirelessly on this site, days and nights, and many sleepless. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Team effort.
And you can take some time off when we get back to Redmond.
I hope so.
All right.
It'll be nice to see my wife.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
One quick question, is the site going to be on GitHub?
Well, it's on GitHub. It's just in a private repo.
OK. It's quite fun to see that these bug trackers become simpler and more simplified as well when you can expect something from the audience as well. I mean, looking at it, I just feel there's not enough checkboxes. I mean, coming from Bugzilla, it just feels too clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that we try to make it easier is the filling up the process and make it as simple as possible. That's a lot of thanks to Jacob and Melanie working on that. So.
Excellent. Give the guys a thank you. Give them a cookie, because let's repeat this. This is a Microsoft browser that we can say it's broken and people will fix it. This is something that when I was a web developer, and I still am one, I was always dreaming of, because it was this black box somewhere in Redmond that nobody ever had access to, and now we got access to, and please use that opportunity, because you find things we cannot find because we don't use our own system the way you do, and that's the most important part.